This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brothers and sisters, a question that many of you have asked is it permissible to make dua in a language other than Arabic during salah? So, you know, very quickly, let me give you the scholarly perspectives with regards to this important issue. Let's start off by discussing the views of the different schools that are out there. So the madhab of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, they generally consider it disliked. They consider it makruh in salah. And they argue that this is not the preferred way to make dua, the preferred way to supplicate unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The madhab of Imam Malik, rahimahullah, they hold a stricter view and they consider it almost haram, impermissible, to make dua in salah in any other language other than Arabic. And they hold this view especially if the meaning of the foreign language is not clear. For example, if you're trying to, kind of make a dua that is originally in Arabic, in English, and if the meaning is not clear, then they're very strict with their view in this regard. And they basically believe that this compromises the sanctity of the dua, the sanctity of the Arabic language. And this is very problematic as per the madhab of Imam Malik, rahimahullah. On the other hand, the madhab of Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, and more importantly, the madhab of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahumullah, they offer a nuanced approach, and this is what I incline and gravitate towards. So basically they opine that if you cannot speak Arabic, if Arabic is challenging for you, then it is permissible for you to make dua in another language, in the language that you are comfortable with. And along with that, you have to understand that a lot of scholars who hold the view that making dua in another language in salah is problematic, they actually view articulating the dua as being problematic. So if you're making your dua in your heart, then you can make dua in any language. And as per the view of what I just shared with you, the view of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, if you're not familiar or if the Arabic language is challenging for you, then there's no harm in making dua in your own language as well. So to sum up, in conclusion, if Arabic is not your native language, if it is challenging for you, then obviously, you do have scholars who deem it permissible to make dua in your own language. To be on the safe side and to avoid this difference of opinion, if you are able to make it in Arabic, then by all means do make it in Arabic. But then if you do have certain curated duas, certain customized duas that you'd like to obviously make for yourself, your loved ones, your family, and you don't know how to do it in Arabic, to avoid the difference of opinion, one way to go about with it is you can fall back onto this view and then make it in your own language without any problem, inshallah. And just to be on the safe side, you can choose to make the dua in your heart, thereby not articulating the dua. You can make it in your heart. You can go with either one of these two approaches, inshallah ta'ala. I hope I've shed enough light. I conclude by saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.